So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the following braisa. Tan Rabban, Karen, Vekevesh, Vyesoid, Virbu, Ma'akven. The following four features of the Mizbech HaChitzen are mandatory. Karen, the horns or upper corners. Kevesh, the ramp. Yesoid, the base. Virbuah, the Mizbech must be square. These features are ma'akiv because kol mokim shenema ha-mizbeach la'akiv. The pasuk that refers to each of these features states ha-mizbeach, as Rashi cites, be'kerin k'siv karnas ha-mizbeach, u'b'yisayd k'siv el-yisayd ha-mizbeach, u'b'kevesh k'siv el-pnei ha-mizbeach, u'b'irbuah k'siv rivua ha-yi ha-mizbeach. Da-mizbeach mashma k'shu kein hu de-mikr mizbeach v'loy-loy. The additional letter he implies that only with these features can it be considered a mizbeach. However, the braisa continues, midas arkoi, midas rachbo, midas kamasa in ma'akvin. The sides of the mizbech, the length, width, height, are not mandatory because the pasuk that refers to the size does not state ha'mizbech. Nevertheless, the mizbech cannot be made smaller than the mizbech in the mishkan that Moshe built, in which the maracha was one amma by one amma. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes regarding the karkiv ha'mizbech. Rebbe says, Zekir, as Rashi explains, Tziyurim saviv lamala memtzai. They drew pictures of flowers, etc., on the side of the mizbech, which was one amma above the middle of the mizbech. While Rebbe Yehuda says, Zeh ha'saviv, they built a decorative ledge on the side of the mizbech, one amma above the middle of the mizbech, and as Rashi explains, Mitachas lo'isay saviv nosno ha'michba v'rachbay magia lamata ad chatzi ha'mizbech, lahavdu ben damim halyoinim l'tachtoinim. Below the seiv, they made a netted covering that reached the middle of the mizbeach, and this served as a separation between the dam that must be applied to the upper portion and the dam that must be applied to the lower portion of the mizbeach. The Gemara explains that according to both Rebbe Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda, the karkav was mandatory because the pasuk states, "V'nesata isa tachas karkav hamizbeach malmata and kamokim shenema hamizbeach la'akav." The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that discusses a second karkav, a zehu karkav, being karen lekaren. On the top of the mizbeach, between all the corners, the ground was slightly lower, while the edge was raised and served as a small maka, rail, to prevent the kohanim from slipping off. And as Rashi explains, v'rach b'shal charitz shtei amis, amma shal ben akronis, v'amma shal mokam hilich rag lekaren. The indentation was two amma wide. One amma was on the outside between the corners, and one amma was on the inside, which served as a pathway for the kohanim to walk around the maracha. The Gemara proceeds with a Mishnah Masechtas Midas that elaborates on the kevesh, the ramp that leads up to the top of the mizbeach. It's not awesome. Kevesh hayu l'dereimish ha-mizbeach, oirich shleish mishtayim al reichem sheish esri. The kevesh was on the south side of the mizbeach, and it was 32 am in the length by 16 am in the width. The Gemara brings two sources that the kevesh was bedar. Rav Huna says the source is in the following pasuk: V'shachat oisay al yerech mizbeach tzafayna, shehei yerech b'tzafin upon a bedar. The yerech, feet of the mizbeach, are to be facing tzafin, which implies that the head of the mizbeach was facing darim, because the pasuk states revuah, which implies ba'adam revitz umushkuv shir hakasav. The mizbeach was in a lying position with its yerech on one side b'tzafin and its panav on the other side bedarim. Therefore, the kevesh was placed bedarim at the front of the mizbeach. Yehuda says the source is based on the halach of kolpina sha'atapayna layu el derech yamin l'mizrach. The kohanim that go up to the mizbech must turn to their right, which leads to mizrach, the east, and only if the kevesh is bedarim, then mizrach is on the right side. But if the kevesh would be betzafen, the mizrach is on the left side. As the Gemara explains the source for payna l'mizrach, the kohanim must turn to the mizrach side. It's in the pasuk in Yechezkel, malisehu pinois kodim. And the source for Paina derech yamin, the Kohen must turn to their right side, is in the pasuk of the Yam Shoshlema, which the pasuk mentions the four sides of the Yam Shoshlema in the counterclockwise direction. Shleisha painim tzafayna, v'shleisha painim yama, v'shleisha painim negma, v'shleisha painim mizracha. And the pasuk repeats the words painim to teach that the Kohen must also circle the mizbech counterclockwise. And as Rashi explains, v'shatem makav shum davar mitzafen lamar v'ponecha elav li'mincha toheilach. When the Kohen faces the Mizbech and moves counterclockwise from the north to the west, he's going to his right. Regarding Eirich Shleish Mishtaim, the length of the Kevesh was 32 Amas, the Gemara asks from a Mishnah Masechtas Midas, which states, HaKevesh VaMizbech Shishim Mishtaim. The total length of the Mizbech and the Kevesh was 62 Amas. Now the Gemara asks that since the Mizbech and the Kevesh were each 32 Amas, that adds up to 64 Amas. And the Gemara answers, Pireich Amma Al Yisoid VaAmma Al Saiv. It overlapped two amas over the Yisayid B'Seviv, since the Kevesh led up to the top of the Mizbech. The Gemara proceeds with the source for the halacha of Aver Yesh Ben Kevesh L'Mizbech. The Kevesh did not actually touch the Mizbech, but rather there was a small space between the Kevesh and the Mizbech, because the pasuk states, V'asisa Elisecha Abosav Adam. The Hekesh from Dam to Basr teaches Madam Bezrika Av Basr Bezrika. And Madam Aver Karka Mavsikai Av Basr Aver Karka Mavsikai. Just as the blood of an oil is thrown from the ground to the Mizbeach and passes over the ground underneath, so too the meat of an oil must be thrown from the Kevish and pass over the ground onto the Maracha of the Mizbeach. And this is possible only if there was space between the Kevish and the Mizbeach in which the meat passes over the ground. Yehuda says, Shnei Chavashim Ketan Miyetzim in HaKevish, Shebehen Painim Liyisayid Ulasayiv. There were two small ramps coming out of the main ramp. One small ramp was on the right side toward Mizrach and led from the Kevish upward to the Saiviv. The other small ramp was on the left side toward Mairiv and led from the Kevish downward to the Yisayid, to the base, so that after the Kehanim completed the Matanis Chattis on the upper portion on the Mizbeach, they went down on this Kevish to pour the Dam Chattis onto the Yisayid. And there was a small space between these kavashim and the mezbeach because the word saviv teaches that one must be able to circle the entire mezbeach, and if the kavashim were connected to the mezbeach, then it would be impossible to circle the mezbeach. Rebbevo says the source is through the word revuah, which teaches that the mezbeach must be square, and if the kavashim were connected to the mezbeach, it would not be square.